He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see
the worst in me. Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl. And that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm his.
Said it doesn't matter what
it
I did.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
People have wrote you off, said you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time, what did he see?
He saw the best.
I will.
When mama said you would never be nothing,
when aunties and uncles said that you never amount to anything, when daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see? Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
Can I sing the verse one time? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine.
Claim it,
and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did.
Come on, sing it tonight.
But he only sees me who I am. Ooh,
oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I encourage myself.
He's mine, and I am his.
I encourage myself.
It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past this. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I'm
his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me.
He's mine. And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
It's not where you
he
used to be or where you thought you could, but where you are right now.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
You don't have to wait for tomorrow. You can see me right now. It's in the spirit. He's mine. I'm here. He only sees me. He only sees the best thing. He saw the best.
What a perfect opening to this broadcast tonight.
See,
we're talking
he
about
is
Jesus.
Mine. I am his.
But you better claim
it. It doesn't matter what I did.
He's
but
mine.
But he only sees me.
I'm here. You gotta know it tonight.
Ooh.
We decree you won't leave here unless you do. He's mine. I'm his.
Woo, glory be to God. What a way to open up this broadcast. Let's Talk Jesus here on the Now Network. The forum is to discuss, to discover Jesus as a source of our entire lives. Yes, we have a mixed panel, and I'm praying tonight we have a panel like never ever before, but it will be a mixed panel of opinions that will share Jesus with you and with ourselves as a testimony to make disciples. Ooh, glory be to God, through our lives. Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you, how long? Always, even to the end of the age, amen. I know, and we have declared it here on Let's Talk Jesus, that he came, he died for our sins on the cross, let's be intentional, and through repentance and faith in him, we have an open way. We have access to experience an eternal life with him that will never end, nor will it perish because of the Father who is in heaven. Remember, Romans 5 and 8 states, and it makes it very clear, God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still, you were still in your stuff. There may be somebody tonight saying, I'm still in my stuff. Guess what? God demonstrated his love that you can get out your stuff right now, that Christ died for us. Oh, it's so great. It's so awesome to know that by following Jesus, it always involves sharing his love with others. I've been religious. I've been in that church form, and I've known that church today, that following Jesus, the mandatory part of it is sharing his love with someone else who needs him. The moment I met Jesus, he immediately gave me the privilege to do the most important thing that I could ever do, and that was to tell someone about his love. Oh, yes, and we say this weekly. There's people that will come. There's people that you will encounter. There are people that will come around. But the most important thing is talking about Jesus. Yes, we'll preach a good word. Yes, we'll do a good outreach. Yes, we'll do this, we'll do that. But it still has to be, remember that foundation? The foundation of Jesus. That's our responsibility, to embrace that privilege, to follow him, to share him, and not anything that's greater than his love. And that love that it is, it goes out to others, that leaves them with the same anointing on their lives, that they could share the same love and talk about Jesus. Oh, I love Mondays, because this is a time for us to really open up and to really not preach a word, not to somebody. And we can do that. We can set it up and go 15-minute tag team anytime you want to, because I love to preach and I love to hear others that can preach with other like-minded believers and preach. That's just preach. Doesn't matter who starts, who ends, who's in the middle. We preach by the unction of the Holy Spirit. But tonight we're going to talk about Jesus. It's a lot of things going on, and I have to make this statement here before we even go any further. The world is busy trying to distract us, trying to put us in a state of fear. There are all kind of Photoshop pictures out there that proclaim this, and discussions now all on all social media that are overtaking talking about Jesus. And that's the only reason I'm on social media, but it's overtaking everything else, because we're right back where we started from. Instead of saying we're going to give it to God and really mean it. Ooh, I'm not just talking about giving it to God and then we wake up the next day and say, oh, I'll take it back, because I want to get involved and I want to be a part of the moves and the negativities that's going on. I want to say this out loud. There's been a viral picture, and we know what's going on in the United States with our presidency and all that stuff. But let me say this right now. There's a picture out there, and I'm only going to talk about this once. But there's a picture out there with President Donald Trump in the middle of there's four Klansmen, so-called, with white hoods, and he has his arms all around him. Can I dispute that right now? That is Photoshopped. And let me tell you something. First of all, there is still racism in our country, but they don't wear hoods anymore. They wear suits. They next to you in your office. They're with you at lunch. You just believe me, the times, just as well as times have changed for us, believe me, times have changed in other areas. Number two, he's not that slow that he would put himself that vulnerable when he knows that he's already surrounded him, if that's what he's about. I don't know it and I can't confirm it, but if that's what he's really about, he's already surrounded himself with the people that support what he believes in. So let's get away from talking about the stuff of this world and let's talk Jesus. Because we continue, and I see it. I'm deleting and not disputing, but saying I can't be a part of that, because we're letting the picture being painted for us and getting us out of our purpose stand on the promises of God. Even though he's someone's in the world, God still came for him. God still loved him. He still has the same opportunity that each and every one of, or the availability that each and every one of us had. But we were just like them until we accessed him by believing. That one essence of believing is that what talking about Jesus takes you to the next level, because I'm just like them and they're just like me until I believed. And when I believe, that means I do what the word says do. Love my neighbor like I love myself. And really be transparent about that. Our scripture tonight is, and this is just a bounce, and I've shared this around, but we're talking about Galatians 2 and 20 as our base scripture for Let's Talk Jesus. We're going to open this up. I'm not going to be long on this intro. I'm going to share this scripture, share the definition of a word, and open this line up to discuss, are we really about our Father's business? Galatians 2 and 20, it says, I have, now, before we go any further, this is a statement. This is not a woulda, coulda, shoulda action. This is a statement of where I am. And I know Paul is the writer, and I know we can say who he was talking to, but the word is for me, and the word is for me today. When? Right now. Okay, so I'm so glad it was able to be guided by God through the man that he chose to write it. But today, it doesn't matter to me. This is God's word. It is inspired by him, written by him, and this is the word that he has put for me to live in my life today. And I have to know this, and you have to know this, in walking and talking and living in Jesus, is that everything about him is right now. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. Oh, I'm talking about getting out the way. But Christ lives in me. Normally I would stop because of the semicolon, but let's go a little farther. And the life which I now, that word now, when? Right in this second, not later, because if you miss your now, you're in a new now. And if you continue to do the same nows that you've always done, that's all you'll ever have is the same now. But we're talking about what? A new now, because he says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, whom loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, isn't this so remnant that it stands? Oh, the essence of the Holy Spirit right now to say, look at Christ that gave, that loved, that was the Son, that lived by faith, and now lives in me because I've been crucified with him. Talking about Jesus tonight, crucified. What is crucified? I mean, we go so deep to say it's to put someone to death. This wasn't just for one person. To be crucified was just a normal form of death. But it was especially, it was magnified by the punishment. Crucified, put someone to death by nailing or binding them to a cross. And it was about punishment. But if I've been crucified with him, that means I had to endure some punishment. Are we really talking about Jesus? Because we always, and I'm seeing this thing, it is national. that we're falling back to the old ways. We're starting to look and sound like people are sounding. We're starting to do the same things that people, or the same things that we prayed against last season that would not come into the new season, that we're starting to endure this thing. But are you really crucified with him? Because it's no longer I who lives, claim this tonight, but he who lives in me. We're talking about Jesus tonight, and we want you to dial one. I know I'm going to bring in our team, and I you don't even have to dial one. I see you up there, but it will still be good for you to dial one. Let's get you up there to the top of the key. But are you crucified with him? But are we still sounding, looking, acting, and doing what the world is doing? Because if we're going to be really real about this thing, oh, you remember we just less than 3 weeks ago, we said we crossed over. We're doing something that's never, ever been done before. But I have to be honest with you. Every time something comes up, we get distracted. The enemy comes but to rob, kill, and destroy. Every time you get strong, here he come. And I'm being so adamant about this tonight is because it's time for us to be sick and tired of being sick and tired, that we don't go backwards because we know he's coming. We don't look too far ahead because we know he's already out there planting. But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. When? Right now. Ooh. And all these things will be added unto you. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about right now. God is guiding us on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the season of now. And that's when? Right now. But even in talking about him, even in living in him and walking, it has to be right now. I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired. Ooh, glory. I am tired, but I'm not weary, I'm not fainting, but I am pressing towards the mark that Jesus can live in me. Is he living in you? Area code 323, last four, 4866. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Sharon, how are you? Okay. Pastor DeWayne out of Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. Man, let's talk Jesus. How are you, brother?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. I'm great. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive in Christ. That's the greatest thing. I'm still on this side
when?
Of the earth.
When?
Now. Now.
You say I'm alive in Christ when?
Now. Now. I like that. I like that that scripture because that is what we're dealing with now. You know, Paul starts it off, you know, first of all, he started off in the spirit, you know, because he said, I am crucified with Christ. You know, we know that when Christ was crucified, Paul wasn't there. But he's saying, I am crucified. That's saying to me, now I am crucified.
Yes. Decreeing
it. I am crucified. Yeah, I'm decreeing it. And how do I decree it? I believe in faith. Because it's the faith that locks, it's the faith to the key to everything. And
ooh,
we
Jesus.
Know that we're not crucified with him because we're still in flesh, but spirit. We're crucified. Paul said this flesh of mine died with Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new being in Christ. That's why I can rectify and say that I'm dead with Christ. Now that I let spirit man live, now that I let my faith activate. And that's what we have to do in this season. We got to believe in faith. We prayed for us. We prayed that God put the right person in the office. He put the right person in the office. We just got to stand fast on the word of God. God knows what he's doing. He's never confused. He wasn't confused when he threw the stars in the sky. He wasn't confused when he had to put the sky. He wasn't confused when he created mankind. God is never confused. He knows what he's doing.
Never,
we just
got to
stand on the word of God. Never. And Paul says that, he says, I am. We got to get I out of the way. That's why he started to say, I am. He didn't say nothing else but I am. myself, I have to be dead. I have to let the spirit man live, because I don't let the spirit man live. Like you said, we get caught up in this hype of a world, man. And so if we're going to walk Jesus, we got to walk this thing out. We can't pick up the cross today, then put it down tomorrow. No, he said, deny yourself.
We're talking about Jesus, Pastor. But do you notice how it seemed like the cross get put down so quick? People want to go gangster. People want to go debating, and you know, come on now. We are seeing
they're
some
not
people
dead.
Claiming one thing but doing something else.
That's it. And you know, the scripture, Paul goes, you know, and he says it. You know, you just read it, and then he said that the light that I live, Christ lives in me. I don't live in Christ. Christ lives in me. I'm dead. So Christ lives in me. If Christ lives in me, then I'm not going to be no gangster the next day. That stuff is dead, man. I'm not a drug dealer no more. That stuff is dead, man. If I'm accepting salvation and I'm claiming it and I'm saying it out, then I mean I'm saying it out because it's not flesh. It's a spiritual thing. I'm claiming this. I'm saying that I'm a new creature in Christ. I said I'm a newborn believer. I said that I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So if I believe in this stuff, that's not religion. That's a relationship, bro. You know what I'm saying, Pastor?
That ain't nothing
that's
but
a relationship.
That's what talking about Jesus is really about. Romans 6:6. Watch this. Knowing this. And this is, y'all know I love the commas because I want to stop right there. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with. I keep telling people all the time, you do not have to walk in sin no more. Yes, we've all sinned. Yes, we've all fallen short, but you don't have to do it no more. Glory. Knowing this, our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For
no
he
longer.
Who has died has been freed from sin. You, I know y'all hear that a lot on this network about being free. Freedom is not from chains or relationships or people, is being free from sin. How do you do that? Because you separate yourself from anything that is sinful. You make a decision
my
in
God.
Life. Nope. Here's one of my favorite words, Pastor. Nope. 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 Oh, man, you don't want to miss it? Nope. Because nope. I know if I say yes once, I'm probably done with. And I have to learn that how to say no in love. Because I am free from sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I died with Christ. When we say, if I'm crucified with him, no longer I who lives, but he who lives in me.
In me.
When does he live in us, Pastor?
Now.
Now.
Not tomorrow. Now.
Right now.
Right
Aaron
now.
Code 703. Last 4, 8582. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. You are family. Come on.
Amen. Amen. Well, greetings, Pastor Ian, everyone. This is Debbie Stockton in Virginia, and I just want to add to the communication tonight. You're talking
Please
about
do.
Being crucified with Christ and that we no longer live, but I think that we need to go back and stand on the word of God that Paul preached earlier in chapter 15, when we have to remind the people of God and ourselves that where he said in 15:1, it says, now, brethren, I want to remind you. And we have to also remind ourselves when our flesh wants to rise up. And as you say, when conversations and the debates and things are coming forth, no matter what type of sin or entertainment or temptation it is, Paul reminded us that the gospel that I preached to you, which you received and which is you have taken a stand on. In other words, we've got to stand on the word of God. He said that you've got to stand by this gospel you are saved, by this gospel, not another gospel, but by the same gospel that was preached to us and that we received salvation on. And it says if we hold firmly to the word of God, which was preached to us, otherwise it would be in vain. So, you know, I also concur along with that when if you remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, And he was
one
praying
of my favorite
with his disciples.
Sermons.
Yes, exactly. Matthew chapter 26, probably around about 37 to 38, when he said that, you know, that his soul was overwhelmed. He was sorrowful in his soul to the point of death because he understood that he had to die. He knew that his flesh had to die. And that's what Paul was giving reference to in the scripture that you're referring to tonight, that it's no longer I, but I have been crucified with Christ. And as Jesus was going to pray to the Father, he said to the Lord that, you know, not my will be done, but your will be done. Because if it was up to me, I would desire that this cup would pass from me. Now, I'm just paraphrasing it. I'm not reading the scripture verbatim, but that is exactly what.
Well, I know one thing. You're about to start something up in here. Because, oh, my God. You know, but
oh,
you,
God,
you go
faithful.
A little bit. Now, watch this. Watch this, Apostle. You go a little bit further. Started when they couldn't watch him pray.
Exactly.
And he seen
yes,
all of this.
Yes.
He said, wait a minute. Father, if there's any way that this cup could pass me, because they can't even watch and pray for me. They can't even be awake and be alert. That whole little circumstance of the garden is so dynamic when we really get deep into it to know, what are you going to do now?
Exactly. That's my sentiment. Exactly.
Right now.
I'm thankful to the Lord for the reminder of this word tonight, because I ponder these things constantly in my heart, because, you know, we can be easily distracted by naysayers, situations, the television, the presidential candidacy, everything that's happening in our daily lives. But we have to continue to remind ourselves that we are crucified in Christ and
yes.
keep our own flesh under subjection to
yes.
the word of God. That's just all
oh,
I wanted
that's
to
it.
Say.
It's just that follow. It. You know, we'll fall for anything. We'll listen to anybody. Mm. And I want to say this. I am very investigative. I'm listening to the issues and when they have these world talks. I'm listening to the BBCs and stuff like that. I'm really getting into the depth of the thing, because please do not be uneducated. But you still
yes.
must know how to follow the Spirit to know what's true.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying about the pictures that are out there, it would be ludicrous for someone with that kind of power to put himself out there. He wouldn't do it if that's the kind of person he is. He's already surrounded himself with those type of individuals. But God can still. We pray before the election. Whoever's elected, God is going to move on their behalf. But now we're talking about he's this, he's that, he's this. We got to stand on the promises of God more strong, more dedicated.
Amen.
You're absolutely right. I agree. I think it's because of the great falling away. Personally,
that falling away.
We have to be mindful that we're in that season. And because God is separating the wheat from the chaff, we just have to, again, going back to your scripture tonight, we know that we've been crucified in Christ, and no matter what goes on around us, we just got to stay rooted in the Word of God.
That's right. Mm. More broadcasts, more networks. And I implore this all the time. Start up, come on, let me help you start up. Let's get 24 hours a day of somebody on the Blog Talk that you can call in for free and listen to a word of agreement.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so dynamic. That's what's so important. That we're 7 days a week in different forms and different hours and stuff like that. We need more. We need more of a like-mindedness that are going to stand on the promises of following Jesus instead of trying to get Jesus to follow us. Oh, I'm in trouble. Come on, Jesus, come help me. Okay. Jesus is not. He says, if you desire, oh my God. To follow me, he says, deny yourself. Luke 9:23. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. That's paraphrasing
me.
Jesus. Follow
yeah.
him.
And if I can jump in here.
Yes, you can.
No,
yes,
they
you
don't
can.
Want to follow. See, we don't want to follow Jesus because there's no prosperity behind it. That's what it is. There's no prosperity behind it. If you preach Jesus, you can't make money off Jesus, because Jesus gonna promote you to put that thing down. He's gonna promote you to to live right. He's going to promote you to preach the word, not half. Don't water down the word. Don't put salt on the word. He preach the whole gospel.
But can I help somebody, because you said that, Pastor, I need to really, I really need to encourage somebody tonight. God ain't about prosperity, but if you become about God, you can produce prosperity because of your labor, because of your hard work, because of your witty inventions, because of your purpose, because of your plan and your entrepreneurship to build business and not people.
Yeah. Right.
See, that's the difference that really this is all about, is that most people are looking for God to do it for me. God is not about to manifest nothing in the world. What's in the world is dead, but in the spirit, kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven, meaning we got to transfer power to what God has already done, to what he says he wants us to have. Not our desires, but his desires. And yes,
and that goes,
yes, I can be, watch this. Now, yes, I can be prosperous because I work hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do.
But
I manage my
but
time.
But I'm not.
No, I know what you're saying. But it was somebody out there that might have heard that and said, well, wait a minute. Pastor, he always telling me that it's not God that does for me in the world. It's what I do for God. Because God is on the inside. I put my hand to the plow. And when my hand is on the plow, that's my labor that I get the return from. God is the inside of me. He says, the power that worketh in me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people got to know that you can be. You can be successful. You don't have to be the borrower. You're the lender. But it's not God doing it for you. It's you doing it because of your commitment to give God your best in every area of your life. I'm going to be on work 10 minutes early. I'm going to stay 30 minutes later. When they need some overtime, my hands up. I am going to be a, watch this, manager of what God has given me. And then now you can be prosperous.
Right.
Now you can be financially stable to be a blessing to others.
And I give you an amen on that because, he does say, obey the law of the land, and you be faithful, and that's understandable. God is, because he says, seek the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. There's nothing wrong with being prosperity. No, that's a great thing. But folks leaving a doctrine, leaving the gospel, because the word of God is not, because see, when you preach Jesus, you got to preach the whole gospel. You just can't preach half of the gospel.
And I pray that you didn't think I was going over what you were saying, because what I was confirming is what you were saying is that with God, I can do all things.
All things. That's it, sir.
But without him, I'm going to keep it plain and simple. I can't do nothing.
That's it.
Amen.
And that wraps it back up. That wraps it back up to our whole belief. It's just with faith. It takes faith.
Oh, we're talking Jesus tonight.
It takes faith. Take faith, and that's where we got to get back to the point. We just got to stay in the faith mode, because if we don't work this thing in faith, it'll never happen. You're not going to see yourself dead with Christ.
That's right.
You're not going to see yourself dead with Christ.
No,
so,
crucified.
Oh, crucified.
Not dead.
You're not going to see yourself crucified with him.
Crucified is on the cross with them nails.
My God.
Piercing in the side. With that crown of thrones. With people that you have sown into their lives denying you, people that said they would never turn away from you, then ran from you. Come on now, this is can't you imagine being on that cross looking down at the same people that you're loving that said, "I'll never deny you, I'll never leave you, I won't do you that way." How many on this line tonight could just throw your hand in the air and say, that sound like me? People that say, I'll never turn my back on you. People that say, I'll never talk about you. People that say, I'm going to give you my best, but they give you their worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Pastor E,
come on.
I'm sorry. No. I just want to make a point that you're talking about that right there, about being nailed to the cross, and reminding me of the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. I had just turned to it. It says, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude. We have to arm ourselves with the same attitude as being nailed to the cross, even though we don't want to be nailed to the cross. We got to be crucified in our flesh. Go ahead.
My God. Where do you get an attitude at? In your mind.
In verse, it says, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, comma, because he has suffered in his body, is done with sin.
Oh, Jesus.
He's done with
I'm free.
He's done.
I'm free. Free indeed.
Yeah, amen.
Minister Terry, come on in. Live, let's talk Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, family. Let's talk Jesus. I tell you, I've just been enjoying you guys, the dialogue on Jesus, because it just gives me a confirmation. And I know, personally, I didn't do better because I didn't know better. But when I got into this personal one-on-one relationship with
my
him,
God,
to read more, to seek more of him, to love more of him, first thing in the morning, I tell you, people, like you said, they're focusing on the world. We in this world, but not of this world. I wake up every morning thanking him, loving him, and letting him love me back. Because he loves us unconditionally, even when we're running around in our sin, you know. And I know we just have to seek him, but I know most of us, we don't know that how much Jesus, we don't know about him, what he did, how he was crucified for us. Yes, I have to die of my flesh every day to live in that spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ. Because I tell you, ooh, the world is busy. Like you said, the enemy comes to rob and destroy your spirit. But when you stay on top of that word of God, and I'm enjoying listening to you guys because it gives me confirmation of what I'm reading. And I tell anyone that's listening, read his word. Read a little bit. I'm reading it. I have a lot to catch up on because this good book, I mean, he can change your life. He can change your circumstances because the change he begins is within us. We change from the inside because we're no longer doing ourselves. We fall in the will of God. And I know the more I learn, I can share with others that others can be aware that how much he loves us, how much he gave us his life for us. And I get excited. I get excited with every day. And I get excited when I'm listening to everybody's testimony of the goodness of God and his son, Jesus Christ, you know, because I know, I always say, where would I be if it wasn't for the Lord on my side? And I thank God. I thank God for his son. I thank God for sending him for us to love us. I tell you, family, crucified with Jesus. We just got to learn more, seek him more, and learn more of his word because we don't do better because we don't know better. We focus on everything that's going on the TV, out there, outside. Focus on him. Sometimes I just focus on him, and I tune out what's going on because I know, all things are possible with God. Without him, like, you can do nothing. And I've learned that, trying to do it on my own. But I thank God. I thank God for Jesus. Family, let's talk Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let's talk more of Jesus.
Yes, more and more. Continue to talk Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Eric Cohen, 619-7615. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Charlene, West Coast. Just chiming in. I thank God for this this opportunity to hear everything everybody's saying. This scripture has so many levels on where you're talking about, like employment, career. It goes,
yes.
You can just put any list. You can put the list there and see so many different interpretations of how is personal. So what I got out of that was that Paul was saying that he was crucified with Christ, and being crucified hurts. You know, you would think it because you don't know what you have to be, you have to die to, what you have to let go of.
The pain.
And God is showing us you know, die to self, die to, you know, the character, the attitude, the personality, the motive, the intentions, the things we think in and of ourselves.
My
we've owned it. And we've claimed it as true. And then when God brings truth to us, we feel like we are crucified. Like, you know, why me? Yes. Or we might think we're right. But it's God who's shining his light. You know, we always say, Lord, turn your light. If you, you know, put your light, if the light from the lighthouse shine, let it shine on me. We really don't know what we're asking him, because he has discernment and he knows what he wants to shine the light on. And so even to say, nevertheless, I live, it's not even a pride. It's like a person that didn't literally die because they're being crucified with pride. But
my
the I is a humble. The humble, the I is like a lowercase I live. It's like I live, yet not I, you know, but it's Jesus Christ is living inside of me. And the life that I'm living, which I now live, it's
for
in the flesh for him, and I'm living by the faith of the Son of God who loved me that much and gave himself for me. So it's two levels. It's like it's a relief and a victory at the same time. And somebody could be on the outside looking at you thinking, don't take all that, but this is the testimony. This is because of the faith of the Son of God who died for me. This is a testimony for him, for his glory, that he did this for little old me. He did it for you, and he did it for me. He did it for us.
Hmm. Wait a minute. Who is this? Can we find out who this is?
Oh,
619.
Yes. Charlene, bless favor. Charlene, Minister.
Oh, okay.
Charlene,
what's up,
bless.
Woman of God? We have been waiting to connect with you, and now I know why. What power to go along with this discussion of talking to Jesus? I want to make this known that this broadcast is for everyone. This is an open forum that we can talk like this. And I'm so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed that everyone has got involved in the discussion. It's not over. Come on, dial one. You can get in. We're going to bring in Evangelist Virginia Valentine from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Let's talk Jesus, woman of God. Everybody else is still alive. So interact as the Lord leads.
Yes, let's talk Jesus, man of God.
Hey!
Good evening, family.
Good evening.
How's everyone?
Oh, we're blessed.
But glory to God. Let's talk Jesus. Hey, Lord.
Let's talk Jesus.
I love it.
The risen Savior.
Yeah. Are y'all ready to go into spirit? Because I kind of keep her in. Because when she gets on here, I'll be to shut down, put on some worship music, and we'll be shabocking up in this place.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Father. Oh, what a word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man of God, when you came on with this scripture, I had already went and pulled it up, and I was reading it. Galatians 2:20?
Yes.
I was already reading it.
Hallelujah.
It's what the Apostle Paul says here. And this is awesome. It's not I that live it, but
dynamic.
It's Christ that live it in me.
Jesus.
It's not I that live it, but it's a Christ that live it in me.
Yeah.
We have Christ on the inside of us. Amen.
Gotta let him in.
Amen.
Let him in.
Christ is on the inside of us.
Yes, he is.
And man of God, I heard you say
you're
sick and tired. When you're sick and tired, you're sick and tired. Not only am I sick and tired, but I go back and I'm going to say this. Enough is enough.
Yes, ma'am.
Enough.
Hallelujah.
Is enough.
Yes.
I have seen pictures. I have seen certain things. But you know what the devil wants to do? The enemy, who is our great adversary, he wants to get us all focused.
Right.
He wants to get our eyes off the prize.
Come on now.
He wants us. He won't us distracted. Let me stand up a minute. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come on, get up.
Come get up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Very conviction.
Oh, get ready, Dr. Julie.
I'm a great adversary. The devil.
Great.
He prowls. He roams around seeking whom he may devour. Well, like I said some time ago, I am devour-proof.
Hallelujah.
You need to tell somebody again, I am devour proof.
When the devil can't devour me, he going somewhere else to devour. And we got to stay focused. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Hallelujah.
We got to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who is our elder brother.
Mm-hmm.
When the fool Jesus, Paul said it's not I, but it's fool Jesus. But it's he that liveth in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and I looked at this word. I'm going to skip this. To excuse me, a person, by being nailed, a nail to the cross. The word excuse me to be nailed to the cross.
Yes.
And that was Jesus who was nailed to the cross for us. That's why you look at Ephesians 2:20. It's not I that live it, but it's Christ that live it in me.
Mm-hmm.
We have the hope of glory on the inside of us, y'all.
Yes, God.
We have the greater one on the inside of us, who is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see Paul saying, it's not I that live it, but it's what that living in me. It's not I that live it, but Christ that living in me.
Yes, God.
Let me tell you something, y'all. Let's listen at this for a minute. Jesus, help me, Lord. All right, man of God. Let me say this. Hallelujah. When I first gave my life to Christ, y'all want to call Jesus? When I came home on a Wednesday night, I had got filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues.
Uh-huh.
And when I walked in my door, y'all listen at this. The power of God was all over me.
Mm-hmm.
It was all over me. And I had a light switch in my kitchen that had not worked for a year. And when I took that right hand, hallelujah, Jesus, and hit that switch, the light came on.
Mm.
Oh, hallelujah.
The light came on. Lord, and when I looked at the light,
my God.
And I was seeing my husband was together. He thought I was going crazy.
That's all right.
Oh, I got him shook up in here one time. Hallelujah, Jesus. But it wasn't me. The light was going around and around and around in a circle. And I know that I was no longer spiritually dead. I was no longer spiritually dead. But I was spiritually alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
Christ had came into my heart.
Oh, my God.
He came into my life. And he filled his house. He filled his house with his power.
And when he came, he is my life. When he filled, I am filled with him. When I walk, I walk in him. When I trust,
Lord.
I trust in him. But most importantly, out of everything we're saying, is does he trust you?
Yes.
If God is
hallelujah,
this, that, and everything else, let's just put the omni out there in the category with God. That means he's all presence, all doing.
Yes.
If he's all that, why are we still saying we trust him instead of asking this question? If we're really going to talk about
me?
Jesus, Lord, do you trust me?
Do you trust me?
Because I tell you, people that prophesied and claimed and spoke over my life, I should have this and I should have that. You know what the first thing I say? He don't trust me, y'all. I ain't there yet. Because what I have is what he trusts me with.
Amen.
And when I build my trust with him, he takes us to another level of trust.
Yes.
I can be a prosperous and help others because it's not my will. Oh, glory be to God. I know I'm a trillion, quadrillion, bazillion. If there's a number that you've never heard, that's me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then you might say, why you don't have it? Because he don't trust me yet.
Yes. And know what we need to do? We need to join together. We need to come together.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Unity.
But watch this. In joining together, we have to know it's never a question, can we trust God to do it? But does he trust us to receive it?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Oh, somebody going to taste on this later in the midnight hour tonight.
If you don't deal with that voice,
stop trusting God. And does God really trust you to where you're at and where you're going and what you have?
Right.
That's word. Yeah.
Are you trustworthy?
That's word, yeah.
Are you trustworthy tonight?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We're going to leave this. We're going to do this thing right tonight. Yeah. Are you trustworthy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's worthy. Yeah.
I want to chime in on that.
Are you just talking to talk?
I want to chime in on that because people have been saying things about the word God says that I wish above all things that you may prosper and being healthy even as your soul prospers. And so people have been talking about this year, the year of manifestation. God's going to manifest and pour out and do mighty things, and according to his heart, he will. But I believe that, like you're saying, can he trust us? Is he's looking at the heart. Like, you know, back when he took the children of Israel out of Egypt, you know, he said, I'm going to prove them, see if they're gonna serve me or not. You know, so if we've been on the side of lack and God says, well, I'm going to bless you and put you on the other side of prosperity, it's like, you know, can he trust you that you're going to have the right spirit when you come out of that famine, you in your wealthy place, are you going to be all high and mighty like the ones you saw that was in their wealthy place beating you down in Egypt, you know? You know,
oh my God!
So it's like,
talk,
you know, are we going to learn our lesson? He's been taking us through this to prove us, to humble us, to show us that, you know, that's what you want. You don't want me. Do you want me or do you want my stuff? Because, you know, and so when God to take care of us and provide for us, you know, his hands are filled with good. So yes, you know, he's providing for us, and we can be comfortable and content in that thing. But you know, he still want to work on our character and everything. So if he says, you know what, I want you to be in a wealthy place where you're blessed like that, and a blessing, and that you have the right spirit as you distribute and as you being like man, God said, the lender, not the borrower. And you know, just have a humble spirit, a heart of gratitude. I mean, look at Joseph. He had an excellent spirit because even though he went through all what he went through, he was over there being like he was a god over Pharaoh, but he was serving, and so he really his heart was kind of not crushed, but you know, like he was like, this is my family, I love them. And so he revealed himself to them. So it showed that he had a heart. You know, God knew, like you said, he could trust Joseph. Even though he went through all that, you know, he shared it with his brothers. I'm going to be this. He had it right here. And God knew if his brothers was going to be over there in the place where Joseph was, if they would have been like, oh, no, you put me in the pit. No, that's it. Off with their head or whatever, you know. But, yeah.
Now I'm glad you chimed in on that part. And after I say this, I know everybody going to say something. But watch this. Can I just change everybody's paradigm? Paradigm is how we see something. But Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15 says this: whatever is has already been done, and what will be has been before, and God will call an account. Or a account to the past. First of all, God's already done it. There's a lot of people, and I'm not trying to step on toes. I mean, throw stones. Yeah. I know I'm going to step on some toes. I'm not throwing stones. But we always looking for God to do a new thing, but the word says that whatever has been done has already been done, and what shall be has already been. Why are we looking for God to do something new instead of us seeing it new?
Right.
Oh my God. See, if God has already perfected it, the disciples, they didn't ask him but one question. He taught them everything else. They said, teach us how to pray. He said, kingdom come, will be done, on earth as it is. Now that word means finished. But here, Ecclesiastes says, is whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before. That means God has already put it in place. Can we just get in a vertical place in the spirit, talking about Jesus, that we see it in heaven?
Amen.
And we know we can transfer it to earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Amen. One other thing, and I'm a back off when I say this. He said in John 14, he says, I go to prepare a place. For who? You.
Mm-hmm. You.
So that means I gotta look for that place? No, I need to be prepared for the place. So I'm not waiting around, y'all, for God to show me when and where. I'm getting ready for the place that has been prepared for me that's already done.
Mm-hmm. Already done.
Somebody gonna preach on this after I said this. The lines are open. Come on, can we get in that place of already done?
Yeah,
amen.
Because I'm a better man when I get out. When I get out of the what I can, what I shoulda, what I woulda, coulda done, and get into the already done, I say, He knew me before the foundation of the world. He called my name.
Even though I
used to have a record, even though I used to do this and that and that and this, because they call it Pastor E.
Oh, Jesus.
Could have been calling Virginia instead of E. I'm a shake some things up tonight. He knew you before the foundation of the world. That was before Adam and Eve.
My Lord.
Amen. It could have been you they're talking about you in the history books. But because of Jesus, what are you doing right now?
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
all, Pastor E. I'm sorry.
Please, woman of God, your chime came up first, and we're going to lead after that. Come on in.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
No, come on in. Just continue.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. You were breaking up there for a second. I just wanted to say that when you're talking about your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, I think too many people are waiting to be done to go to heaven to get it, when, as you're saying, that God is expecting us to call it forth now and to walk in it now. And to walk in the spirit now. Come on here. to walk in it now and to receive it now. Whether you are poor or rich, because I can declare like Paul, I mean, personally, I know what it is to have been abound, and I know what it is to be abased, and I count it all as some. It's the same thing. There is no difference in having much or having little when you're walking with God, because He will meet your need in every circumstance. He will bless you whatever you ask Him for if you are pleasing Him. He will make the way where there is no way. When you don't have enough money to make way, to buy your way, He is the only way. So, yes, you have to be crucified, and that's going back to the original subject, in Christ in order to really understand that.
Understand
and you have to be led by the Spirit, by the Spirit of God. And, I was thinking about this. While the woman of God was talking, in Revelation, and it was talking in Galatians chapter 3 about the O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you.
Yes.
In other words, who has turned you into fables, into another gospel, and now that you have forgotten the original gospel.
Who are you giving
that was preached to you?
Who did
this thing?
Who are you listening to?
Mm-hmm.
We really got to be kind of in that area right there. You know, it's intentional because you have to give your ear to hear. And when your ear hears, you have to receive. I say to myself every day, what are you listening to? Who are you giving your attention to? Because don't you know that the spirit or what you give your attention to, the spirit comes to live inside you. Maybe I'm a little bit too radical. Or maybe I'm a little bit too over the hook, but it's working for me because I know when I watch certain, back in the day, I watched certain TVs and shows and things that, those spirits would come. I could read the Bible all I wanted to, but if I paid attention to certain things, they took over.
Yes.
Yes.
I got to be intentional.
Right.
Amen.
We have to fight our religious demons.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, keep it real. Our flesh wants to be religious and promote self-righteousness to say we can handle it, when the truth of the matter is we can't handle anything outside of the will of God.
Come on, y'all.
We just can't handle it because we were created for that. And so we cannot expect our mouth to preach one thing and in our mind and our heart to ponder in other areas and to step out into deeper waters of sin and think that it's going to be effective in kingdom work. Because it's not going to be effective.
Oh,
it's not going to be effective for anyone who's going to stand up and preach a gospel, amen, that's going to be powerless if they can't live in the word of God, because it's just going to breed contention in the body.
Oh, my God. Can I get a Holy Ghost? I know we all in different areas of the nation, but can
my
I get
God.
A Holy Ghost high five all across the country?
High five. Holy Ghost high five.
There you go. There you go.
Holy Ghost high five.
when you're going through stuff like this, I can guarantee you right now that we are all in the same place.
Yes.
No, we're not in the same geographical or city state boundaries of this world. But when I say when, you say now. Now, in the spirit.
Oh,
my God, we can preach to the spirit.
Oh, my God. No, we have to have the gift of throw away. We have to have the gift to throw away. If the movie is pulling your flesh, throw it away. Tear it up. Don't give nobody else. Say, oh, you can have it.
Yes.
You know, if it's clothes, if it's movies, whatever. I don't know how much junk I had to throw away. I was like, what's up with that? That's not doing nothing. But you know what? If it's a vexation in the spirit, it got to go.
That's talking about people.
It's not even being
places,
self-righteous. It's not being religious.
Things.
It's like, you know what? This thing is... I don't want no door open, no portal, no window, whatever I talk about. You know, I'm talking about the spirit realm. I don't want nothing. The devil think he got a toe in to try to be vexing me, and I can't get a prayer through. I don't want to mess up a connection with the spirit of the Lord dealing with me, you know, because he's trying to save our souls. He's trying to deliver us. He's trying to free us.
Hallelujah.
Travel light. You know,
my
he
God.
Wants us to travel light so we can be burden free. And it's one thing when you don't realize why I feel heavy in my spirit or why I feel vexation. Sometimes it's the atmosphere. It's who you're around or what company you're keeping. All that stuff. God be like, you know what? You got to. You know, it's not the spirit of cutting off folks, but it's like you got to identify and see what's going on. And sometimes,
you know,
I have to make myself up more decent, you know,
But we are a product of our environment.
Yes, we are.
And what I give my attention to, that spirit, I don't care how much you full of God, praying, studying, but what I give my attention to, that spirit will come and live and take over. I have to say no to that. I have to say no to that. I have to say no to those things that I know, oh, my God, has the opportunity to separate me from the love of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I think
believing in that truth, because the word says nothing can separate me from the love of God. But let me tell you, you can when you let it in. You can when you involve yourself. You can when you indulge.
Oh, God.
Are we going
that's
to another
it.
Level?
And I think
I see a whole new panel for Let's Talk Jesus. Oh, my God. We went from 6 to 10. I'm putting y'all on the flyer. If y'all want to be on the flyer, let me know you want to be a part of the Monday night discussion. We'll put you on. This is a open discussion.
Amen.
Of the United
and I just
States.
Want
go ahead, Pastor.
If I could just say, you know, I'm in agreement with what she was saying, but when Paul was giving the scripture, that's why he said that, you know, that your flesh and spirit is contrary to one another. It's a spiritual warfare going inside of me. It's a spiritual warfare. The flesh want to live, but the spirit, man, he said, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I got to let the spirit man live.
Oh,
so that's why he said I got to die. He says, no longer I, because if it was still on me, I'd still be trying to persecute the Christians. I'd still be trying to go get them and cut their head off. But it's no longer I. So it's a spiritual warfare with us. That's why I say we don't fight, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against
Ephesians 6.
Principalities.
And so it says, we wrestle warfare, not against
flesh. So that's why we got to die.
And blood.
That's why we got to die. That's why we can't be watching TV. That's why we can't be watching. You know, nowadays TVs be so perverted. It be so much stuff on there. You get to see things and you be trying to go to sleep and these spirits jumping in and out of the TV. You know, how he says that once you cast the demon out, once you cast him out, he goes to and fro to come back to a dry place. He coming back home.
You gotta
let that spirit man overtake the flesh man. So that's why we got to work this thing in faith. We got to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to do anything. So we got to have faith. Faith said, no, cut that TV off. Faith said, no, get on your knees and start praying because you can smell it, you can see it, and you can hear it. You can hear these things because it gives us spiritual antenna.
Yes,
when?
That's what the mic.
When?
Now.
When?
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
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 Throw it away now. Throw it away now.
Right. Now. Seek ye first.
Get the trash bag
now. The kingdom of God and his righteousness now, and all these things will be added unto you when? Now.
Now.
Oh, go to the next verse. He says, don't worry about tomorrow because that's already done.
Yes.
And
it's
yesterday is past. Oh, my God.
Okay. Now.
The day is sufficient for itself. When?
Now. And I was listening to you,
Pastor Dwayne, talking about the television, watching different things on TV, and you are so right. Because what you watch on television, what your eyes see affects your heart.
Come on. See?
Mike, come on.
What your eyes see affects your heart.
My God.
And some of that
Now you want to go into a whole nother principle, but not only what your eyes see, but what your ears hear. With your mouth taste, with your nose smells, with your hands feel, those five senses is how the flesh is trying to guide you against the spirit.
Yes,
my God.
How many times you taste something that tasted good, but you knew it wasn't good for you?
Ooh, Jesus, help us
out. I'm gonna go deep on somebody right now. Ooh, it smelled good. Ooh, it smelled good.
Help us out, Holy Ghost.
But tomorrow, it was no good. Oh, it felt good. But that was only a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the most important thing. It looked good. What looked good ain't always good. Because what's on the outside and what's on the inside.
You think it's wrong now. And what glitter ain't go.
Come on now.
My God.
See, those five senses are, guess what, they're transducers. A transducer is something that shoots out energy.
Yes.
Okay, now, if you know anything about your brain, that's how we are conducted by transducers. It sends out energy for your hand to move, for your leg or your eyelashes to blink. Those are transducers that are sent out. The enemy wants to take your mind and send out faulty transducers that instead of going left, you go right. Jesus. Instead of going up, you want to go down. Instead of saying yes, you say no. See, it's a battle of the mind that we have to fight right now to say, I will no longer not even have the reaction, but have the thought of
something. Come on.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, no. I know I don't cuss no more because you don't hear it. But what did I say up in my mind? Ooh. I know I don't fornicate no more. But in my fornicating in my mind, I know I don't rob, steal, and kill no more that the police ain't catching me. But am I having those type of thoughts in my mind?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Where does God
live? No longer I live, than Christ that lives in me. My God.
Where does he live in me at? Not in your belly, not in your leg, not in your foot, not in your arm, but he lives in your mind. Because he says, let his mind be in you.
Yes.
Also holy, acceptable,
Yes.
Mind of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I go to the gym and I'm eating healthy because I know for my flesh to keep up with my spirit, I got to overwork that. But guess what? It's still up to my mind. So I study.
Yes,
so I read.
Yes.
So I pray. Watch this. I grow my brain because that's the most important thing.
Yes.
Yes. As a man thinketh in his heart, so
shall it be.
Amen.
I'm healed. What will you be?
Ooh.
Healed. I'm sick.
Yes.
What will you be? Sick.
Healed.
I'm crazy. What will you be? You'll be crazy.
Because
as a man thinketh in his heart.
Yes.
So, not woulda, coulda, shoulda been. So is he. Let's start speaking death into our lives and death into the people around us. But it's by the word that we speak that gives life and life more abundantly.
More
that's
abundantly.
Talking Jesus.
Jesus came to us to live life abundantly.
It's not I that live, but Christ that lives
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's not Christ, it's not I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me.
I love you, Jesus.
It's
Hallelujah.
Not I that live, but it's
I love you.
Right, Lord. You're right, Lord.
And I
live
my voice.
It's Christ
to worship you.
It's Christ.
Oh, my soul. Rejoice. Take joy, my King. In what you hear.
It's Christ that lives in me.
Let it be a sweet.
It's no longer I that lives.
Sweet
it's
sound.
It's Christ that lives.
Let it be a sweet.
Thank you, Lord. I have Christ that lives in me.
Sweet sound.
It's Christ that lives in me.
Let it be a
it's
sweet. Sweet sound.
Yes, Lord.
In your ear.
Yes,
we
Jesus,
love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
We bless you. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we are not the same. We declare and decree that we are changed. We are rearranged. By the renewing of our mind of agreement. It's so good to be in agreement.
Hallelujah.
By power and might, not by agendas, not by selfish needs, but be in agreement of your love. Oh, it's so good to be in agreement tonight.
Yes, it is.
And it can only be done by talking about Jesus that we can freely
communicate. Talking about you, Jesus. Yes,
trust
it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus.
We love you. We love you.
We love you, Jesus. We love you,
we
Jesus.
Love you.
We love you, Jesus.
That you're building an army of one. We love you. That
yes, Lord,
that
we all. It's all about you, Jesus.
Entangling us in your word. We love you, Lord, that you're showing us all.
Yes. Yes.
The sign of agreement. We thank you,
yes.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe. You are manifesting healing, transformation, deliverance through our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And as we go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and you and the Holy Spirit, that we teach them to observe all things that you have commanded us.
Yes, Lord,
you
commanded us, hallelujah, Jesus.
That we love our neighbors as we love ourselves.
Yes,
but most importantly, we love you with all our mind, our spirit, our soul, and our everything.
Yes, man of God. Oh,
Jesus.
Less
of me and more of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is what I demand. Less of me and more of you is what I decree. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me and more is I won't settle for less. Less of me and more of you, I gotta have it. Less of me and more of you, take it over. Less of me and more of you, have your way. Less of me, yes, 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 yes. Yes, Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
Less of me and more of you. Less of me and more of you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Less of me and more of you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Less of me and more of you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Less of me and more of you, Jesus. It's less of us and less of me and more of you, Jesus. I know it's less of me and more of you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Less of me and more of you is what I need.
Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your word and yes to your way.
Show me your power.
Yes to your will. Yes to your word and yes to your way, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes to your word. Yes,
touching
on
my heart. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, to your will.
There may be
yes,
someone on the line tonight that's yes, feeling discouraged.
Come on now.
I sense that in the spirit realm that sometimes we are beating ourselves even after we've been saved, and we understand that the word of the Lord is we crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I. And we're making declarations, you know, because we're asking God to manifest himself in us. But I want to speak to that person tonight who is still going through many situations and not really having total victory in every area of their life. But when the word of the Lord says that we have already been crucified in Christ, it's a mindset. And we have to change our thought process and yield our mind to the word of God and just declare what he has said. And that no matter how much you may be going through, no matter how many times you may slip, no matter how many times you may fall, that God is still your redeemer. Glory to Jesus. And that he will pick you up every time if you confess your sin to him and just trust him. And and remind yourself that he's already paid the penalty for that sin. Glory be to Jesus. Because I
Jesus.
Know what it is to trip and fall. I know what it
Jesus.
Is to battle in the mind. I know what it is to battle in the flesh. But I want to say to someone that God is able tonight. Hallelujah. That he's well able and that we just have to trust and believe in him.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need your glory tonight, Lord Jesus. And we submit and we bow down before you right now, Lord, that our will has been put on the throne, that our agendas and our will and our way, we want to be free tonight, Lord, and we want to be free and we want to be free indeed. But we need your glory and we need your glory right now. Join with
Thank
us in this closing praise song. Stay in the spirit. Continue to pray. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk Jesus live here on the Now Network. God bless you, family. Come on, bless the name of Jesus.
Come on, everybody. Open your mouth. Let's bless the Lord with the fruit of our lips. The glory is about to hit your life now. Oh, I'm sure you flow. Your glory,
less of me and more of you.
Less of me, more of you is what I need.
Come on, tell it. Say,
show me your glory. Show me your power.
Less
of me, more of you is what I need.
That's what I need. That's all sin.
Come on, make it your prayer. I'm tired of doing the same old stuff. More of you is what. Show me your glory. our prayer tonight, Father. Less of me and more of you is what I need.
Come on, Pastor Murphy, say so many times I tried.
So many times I tried my way, but things didn't go my way.
That's a wind of God about to blow across your circumstance.